Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Wednesday, May 7th. Prime Minister Mark Carney says his meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump was a positive step forward, but the PM says people shouldn't expect overnight miracles.
We have a lot more work to do. I'm not trying to suggest at any respect that we can have one meeting and everything's changed, but now we are engaged and very fully engaged.
The two leaders talked at length in front of cameras at the Oval Office yesterday when Carney asserted to Trump Canada will never be for sale. The PM says it's clear the renegotiation of the trade relationship with the U.S. will be positive and a two-way effort. You can add West Grey to the list of municipalities in the area not interested in strong mayor powers. The Ford government granted increased authority to mayors in many municipalities to allow them more control over staffing and budgets and over bylaws to advance housing and related infrastructure. But West Grey Mayor Kevin Eccles says those tools aren't something he wants to use.
They're there, and it's got a no-return policy on it. We can't, as a council, return it. You know, we can put our dismay forward to Queen's Park.
Eccles took the step to delegate the strong mayor powers he could back to council. The search for a teen missing from Owen Sound continues. Nick Oldreeve is co-founder of Please Bring Me Home, a local organization that searches for missing people. He's asking people to take a few minutes to check their properties for 15-year-old Jillianne, who was last seen in Owen Sound's Upper East Side around 8 p.m. on April 28th.
If Jillianne, if you're reading this, or if you know where she is, or if there is some foul play involved, it's only a matter of time. So really just trying to implore Jillianne or anyone that knows where she is to come forward.
Anyone who has information that could help locate her is asked to contact Owen Sound Police or Crime Stoppers. Some road and infrastructure work is being done on the south end of Godrich Street in Port Elgin, and there's a planned water service disruption today. The town says water service to some properties in the area of Godrich Street, Ivings Drive, and Barnes Avenue will be temporarily interrupted from 7 this morning until around 7 tonight. The affected properties include a number of businesses and restaurants in the mainly commercial area. An Owen Sound restaurant has been named one of the top new ones in the country. Chef Zach Kijig's Noggin is listed 9th in the Canada's 100 Best New Restaurants list.
Putting Owen Sound on the map and, you know, Indigenous food and stuff like that has been, you know, a life goal, and I'm glad that we're finally here.
Noggin initially launched as a pop-up restaurant in Owen Sound's Farmers Market before moving into its current location in the Chicago building on 10th Street East. And the country's emergency alert system will be tested today. An alert will be pushed to smartphones and broadcast on radio and television stations at 12:55 this afternoon. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks poised for a higher open this morning. Futures up in pre-market trading on news of upcoming U.S.-China trade talks. Yesterday, selling across the board, the Dow fell 389 points to close at 40,829. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were off as well, around three-quarters of a point, while the TSX dropped 21 points to 24,974. Bitcoin rallying more than 2% this morning to over 97,000 U.S. The price of oil is also higher 1%, $59.60 per barrel, while gold's down to just under $3,400 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 72.65 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Brighthead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by RE/MAX. The Edmonton Oilers set a record with their fifth straight comeback win, rallying from two down to take Game 1 in Vegas 4-2. Carolina Hurricanes beat Washington 2-1 in overtime to win Game 1 of that series. Jacob Slavin scored the winner. Tonight, the Maple Leafs will try to make it a 2-0 series lead against Florida. Anthony Stolarz was released from hospital and might play tonight. Sam Bennett will play. The league didn't see anything suspendable in that collision he had with Stolarz. Winnipeg and Dallas get their series underway. PWHL playoffs, the Toronto Raptors host Minnesota. NBA, Tyrese Halliburton hit a three with just over a second to go to give Indiana a one-point win and a 2-0 lead on Cleveland. Golden State captured Game 1 against Minnesota. Steph Curry left with a hamstring injury and will undergo an MRI. And the Blue Jays lost to the Angels. Jays have dropped three in a row. Now, here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. Owensound Attack goaltender Carter George made an appearance in Canada's 6-0 win over Hungary in a tune-up game for the Men's World Hockey Championship, stopping all 10 shots he faced after entering. Game 3 of the PGHL Schmalz Cup Final goes tonight. The Hanover Barons will try for a commanding 3-0 series lead over the Essex 73s. That's underway at 7 at the P&H Centre. And the 5th annual Lures in Line Spring Trout Derby continues today until Sunday. You can catch the latest leaderboard updates on the Lures in Line's Facebook page. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page. Just go to bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's up next. Chance of some showers early this morning, then mostly cloudy throughout the day with the odd sunny break. A high of 13. Tonight clearing and a low of 2. And mainly sunny tomorrow and a high of 10.